以下讲座是关于圣典博加雅谈第四篇第三十章第四十六个诗节的题目是 Brahma 神的事迹和对苦行的睇法。讲者是 Nisimha Swami Maharaj， 日期是2004年10月22号，地点是香港庙的。
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text Number 46.
今日读圣典《博加雅谈》第四篇第三十章第四十六诗节。
Basmasat.
Basmasat.
Kriyamanam.
Kriyamanam.
Tan.
Tan.
Druman,
Druman
Vikshya,
Vikshya
Pitamaha,
Pitamaha
Agata,
Agata
Shamayam,
Shamayam
Asa,
Asa
Putran,
Putran
Barishmato,
Barishmato
Nayai,
Nayai
Bashma Sat Kriyamanam StanDrumam Vikshya Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Brihishmato Nayai Bashma Sat Kriyamanam Stan Druman VikshyaShya Pitamaha Agata Samayam Asa Putran Barishmato Nayai Bashma Sat Kriyamanam Stam Drumam Vikshya PitamahaAgata Samayam Asa
Agata Samayam Asa
Putran Barishmato Nayai
Putran Barishmato Nayai
Basmasat
Basmasat
Into ashes
Into ashes 变成灰烬
Kriyamanam
Kriyamanam
Being made
Being made被製成
Tan,
Tan
all
of them 所有他們
Drumam,
Drumam
the
trees 樹木
Vikshya,
Vikshya
seeing,
seeing 看見
Pitamaha,
Pitamaha
Lord Brahma,
Lord Brahma, Ji Brahma
Agata,
Agata
came there,
到这里
Shamayam,
Shamayam,
Asa,
Asa,
pacified,
pacified, 安抚
Putran,
Putran,
the sons,
the son, 儿子们
Barishmata,
Barishmata,
of King Barishman,
of King Barishman.Barishman 国王的
Nayai
Nayai
By
logic 透过逻辑
Translation After seeing that all the trees on the surface of the earth were being turned to ashes Lord Brahma immediately came to the sons of King Barishman and pacified them with words of logic
译文见过所有的树咧，喺呢个地球表面上的树咧，系变成灰烬之后咧，主 Brahma 立刻咧就嚟到去国王 Barishman 嘅儿子们嗰度咧，同埋咧系以逻辑性嘅说话咧安抚佢哋。
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whenever there is some uncommon occurrence on any planet, Lord Brahma.Being in charge of the whole universe immediately comes to control the situation. Lord Brahma also came when Hiranyakashipu underwent severe penances and austerities and made the whole universe tremble. A responsible man in any establishment is always alert to keep peace and harmony within the establishment. Similarly, Lord Brahma is also allowed to keep peace and harmony within this universe. He consequently pacified the sons of King Bharishman with good logic.
无论嗰度任何时间咧，喺一个地方或者喺任何个星球嗰度咧，系出现一啲不寻常嘅事情嘅时候咧，主 Brahma 咧就系佢系控制整个宇宙嘅，咁佢系立刻咧就会去到个现场咧系控制当时嘅处境噶啦。主 Brahma 咧亦都系嚟到啊，系出现嘅，就当 Hiranyakashipu 咧系佢进行一啲好严厉嘅忏悔同埋苦行嘅时候咧，同埋咧系整个宇宙咧系变得。是震动的时候，一个有责任感的人呢，他在任何的机构呢，事实上都是很警惕呢，是将这个和平和协调呢，是维系在这个的机构当中的。同样地，主 Brahma 呢，也都是时常将这些这样的和平呢，和和谐呢，是摆放在这个宇宙里面的。那他最后呢，是以这个逻辑性的说话呢，是安抚国王巴希斯文的儿子们。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we are narrating that we are hearing the pastime of the activities of the Prachetas.
我们现在是听着有关于 Prachetas 的活动。
They had come out of the water after being submerged in the water for a very long period, performing austerity.
他们现在是走出水面，就是经过很多年的苦行，在水中里面作出苦行。
And when they came out, they saw the world was covered with large trees.
当他们走出水面的时候，他们看到这个地球的表面是布满了很高很高的树。
So they were angry to see the world in such a uncultivated or uncared for condition.
咁就佢哋係非常之憤怒啦，見到呢個世界咧係被呢啲咁高嘅樹係遮蓋住啦，同埋咧係唔能夠係作耕種啦。
The world is actually meant for cultivation. The earth should be used to grow food, produce grains.
呢個世界裏邊嘅土地咧，應該係愛嚟係種植嘅。
But,The world had just become the earth had just become a jungle.
咁但系而家呢个地球表面咧就变成一个森林啦。
So the Prachetas were not pleased, and in their anger, they burned the trees to ashes.
咁因此咧Prachetas 咧佢哋系唔喜悦啦，同埋佢哋非常之愤怒咧，将呢啲树系烧成灰烬啦。
Well, I remember also in the relation of the pastime of Lord Kapila, it's also described how some, Sagar, the sons of Sagar, was it? No, Sagar was the one who brought the Ganges down. Who was performing this? Anyway, there's a narration how some many thousands of young brothers, they were all brothers, and they were looking for a horse which was meant for a sacrifice.
咁就係讀關有關於係主 Kapila 嘅事蹟啦。咁就係話有好多嘅喺呢個裏邊咧有一個故事咧，就講有好多嘅兒子們咧，佢哋係找尋咧馬匹嘅。
And they found the horse was somewhere near where Lord Kapila was meditating.
咁但系佢哋揾到嗰啲马咧，就系喺主 Kapila 咧，佢个地方咧就系冥想紧噶。
And they thought Lord Kapila had stolen the horse.
咁佢哋认为咧，主 Kapila 咧系偷咗佢哋嘅马啦。
And they were feeling anger against him.
咁啊，对佢咧非常之愤怒啦。
And because of this, they burned their own bodies burned to ashes.
咁就由於佢哋嘅憤怒咧，佢哋嘅身體咧就被火燒成灰燼啦。
Lord Kapila didn't burn them to ashes.
咁但系主及皮拿咧就冇被烧成灰烬。
But by their own offenses, the anger from their own body burned their bodies to ashes.
咁但系由于佢哋嘅冒犯啦，佢哋喺自己嘅身体里边嘅怒愤怒之火咧，系将佢哋自己咧系烧成灰烬啦。
So yesterday we were describing how lust, anger, and greed are three gates to hell.
昨天咧，我哋系讨论过有关于系三点咧，系令到我哋系进入地狱之门嘅，就系愤怒啦、私欲咧，同埋贪心。
We can see from this example how the anger which they had because it was wrong, it brought their own destruction.
咁你要可以睇到咧，就系愤怒啊，可以令到咧系毁灭一个人噶。
So it's very important that we never allow ourselves to become degraded by these qualities of lust, anger, and greed.
因此，我哋要非常小心咧，就唔好使到我哋咧系低堕咧，系藉着呢三个唔好嘅品质。
Devotees always have to be on guard to check against these things.
奉献者应该咧时常系要监视自己咧，系有冇系犯呢啲嘅事情嘅。
What should we do if we somehow we become angry or we become a slave of lust or greed?
咁当我哋系发愿自己咧，系变成咗呢三个品质嘅奴隶嘅时候，咁我哋应该点做咧
？It's going to happen.
咁系将会发生嘅。
Sometimes we will lose control.
有阵时我哋系失去控制嘅。
What should we do?
咁我哋应该要点做咧
？We should immediately repent and regret our action.
我哋應該立刻咧係懺悔咧，同埋係要懺悔自己所做嘅事情啦。
And we should beg forgiveness from anybody who we have offended by our action.
我哋應該向一啲係我哋已經冒犯咗嘅人咧，係向我哋乞求咧係寬恕。
So this attitude, our own attitude, has to help us to overcome these things.
我哋呢啲態度咧，就能夠幫助我哋咧，係克服呢啲事情噶啦。
So here in this particular pastime, we're hearing how Lord Brahma has come on the scene.
咁我哋喺呢處睇到啦，如果係有呢啲事情嘅時候咧，主 Brahma 咧就會嚟到嗰個嘅現場噶啦。
Lord Brahma is described as Pitamaha.
主 Brahma 咧被稱為係
Pitamaha。
被稱為是 Pita Maha.
Pita means father.
Pita 意思是父親。
And Maha means great.
Maha 意思是偉大的。
So it's like grandfather.
就是意思就是說祖父。
Yeah. You know, just like in China, you know, when little children see me, they will call me 爺爺。
就好像在中國那裡呢，有小朋友見到我的時候呢，就稱呼我叫做爺爺。
They can see I'm not a young man.
他們看到我不是一個年輕人啊。
So they will call me grandfather.
咁因此他們會稱呼我為祖父啦。
I remember, there was a little child calling Tamal Krishna Maharaj 爺爺。
咁我亦都係記得起呢，有一個小朋友啊，係稱呼Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami 呢為爺爺。
And so we were all laughing.
咁我哋咧就个个都喺度笑啦。
So, Brahma is the original grandfather.
Brahma 咧，佢系最原本嘅祖父。
In Bhagavad Gita, he is described like that.
喺《博伽梵高》里边咧，主 Brahma 被称呼为系咁样嘅。
Pitamaha.
Pitamaha.
But you often when in Mahabharata, when they speak about Pitamaha.The person who is usually Pitamaha is Bhishma.
但系喺《Maha Bharat》里边呢本书咧，就里边咧有一个系被称呼被称呼为 Pitamaha 咧，就系叫做 Bhishma.
Bhishma is the grandfather of the Pandavas and the Kauravas.
咁 Bhishma 咧，佢系 Pandava 同埋系其他人嘅祖父嘅。
So they always speak about Bhishma as Pitamaha.
咁佢哋咧系称呼 Bhishma 咧叫做 Pitamaha.
But Brahma, he's the original Pitamaha.
但系主 Brahma 咧，佢系最原本嘅 Pitamaha.
And he's, you know, just like in a family, when there's any dispute or arguing, then it's the duty of the senior to come and pacify, keep the peace.
咁就好似喺一個家庭裏邊咧，如果佢哋家庭成員裏邊咧係有爭執嘅時候咧，好多時咧係一個長者咧出嚟係會將呢個事情咧係安撫落嚟嘅。
You know, when the children are all fighting, then the mother has to come and say, "Stop the fighting! Don't fight."
當兒子們啊、孩子們佢哋係大家互相爭吵時候咧，母親就會行出嚟咧，就叫佢哋唔准打交啦，唔好再爭辯啦。
Radhakund, are you the peacekeeper in the house?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you're not the peacekeeper.
有陣時啦。
Okay, so Brahma, there we have many examples in the Bhagavatam of how Lord Brahma is involved, coming to try to keep the peace.
咁喺寶加亞潭裏邊咧，好多時都有事情發生，就係話有啲事情發生嘅時候咧，咁主 Brahma 咧就會將呢個處境咧係變得係平和起嚟嘅。
We know that the time of the birth of Lord Krishna, when the world was before the birth of Krishna, the world was overburdened with many demonic kings, and Bhumi was suffering.
當主係降凡嘅時候，之前咧，咁喺嗰個宇宙嗰陣時咧，有好多嘅充滿咗好多嘅惡魔嘅。
Then all the demigods had to go. They went to Brahma.
咁啊，好多嘅半神人咧，就去到主 Brahma 嗰度啦。
But at that time, Brahma couldn't do anything. He was not able to adjust the situation, and he had to go to Lord Vishnu.
咁啊，主 Brahma 時候咧，當時亦都唔能夠控制當時嘅情況咧，咁佢咧就要去到主 Vishnu 面前啦。
So you can see this the hierarchy in the spirit in the social order.
咁就喺呢個嘅社會嘅階層裏邊咧，佢哋亦都係有一啲嘅階層嘅觀念嘅。
Just like even in our temple, we have a spirit, we have a hierarchy.
咁正如喺我哋嘅廟堂裏邊咧，亦都係有啲嘅更高嘅階層嘅人士啦。
You have your temple council, and if the temple council can't resolve things, then they have to go to the GBC.
咁我哋係有廟堂嘅叫做咩管理委員會啦。咁如果係管理委員會，佢哋唔能夠處理嗰啲事情咧，咁佢哋就將呢個事情咧係遞上去 GBC 嗰度作出討論噶啦。
And then sometimes the GBC has to go to the governing body, to the whole GBC body.
咁啊，甚至乎呢個嘅GBC 咧，亦都要向上咧係請示其他嘅事情添。
So in the universe also there is a social order.
咁喺個宇宙裏邊咧，亦都係有一個嘅社會階層咁樣去。
So of course Brahma went to Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu told him that you must all go and take birth, and I'm going to appear. You must take birth in the family of the Yadu dynasty, and I will soon appear.
咁就係主 Brahma 咧去到主 Vishnu 嗰度咧，咁主 Vishnu 咧就係訓示佢啦，你一定要咧要去一個嘅地方去投身啦。
But it's not always necessary for Lord Vishnu to appear.
咁但係唔係時常需要主 Vishnu 咧係去出現嘅。
That sometimes Lord Brahma himself can adjust the situation.
有陣時主 Brahma 咧佢都可以咧係控制嘅處境嘅。
Because Lord Brahma he's also an empowered, he is also an avatar of the Lord.
因為主 Brahma 咧亦都係主嘅化身啦，同埋佢亦都係被賦予能量嘅。
He is a guna avatar.
佢係 guna avatar.
He has control of the mode of passion.
佢係控制呢個激情嘅屬性嘅。
So Lord Brahma is empowered with the energy of the Lord for the purpose of creating, and Lord Brahma is empowered with energy for creation.
主 Brahma 咧，佢被賦予能量咧，係能夠作出一個創造嘅。
He was given the Vedic knowledge.
佢係被給予一啲嘅韋陀嘅知識啦。
And he has his own Vaishnava Sampradaya.
佢亦都係有佢嘅Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Which we are connected to.
咁同埋咧，我哋係被聯繫起上嚟噶。
So he is the most pious living entity.
佢係一個最虔誠嘅生物體嚟噶。
And sometimes the Lord himself has to take the position of Brahma.
咁有陣時主咧，亦都係會以主 Brahma 嘅形象出現嘅。
Another case in when Lord Brahma had to interfere was when Dhruva Maharaj was killing the Yakshas.
當係主當Dhruva Maharaj 咧係殺嗰啲 Yatra 嘅時候咧，主 Brahma 咧亦都係出現喺嗰個現場噶。
Dhruva Maharaj had a brother, and one time his brother went hunting, and when he was hunting on a hunting expedition, he was killed by some yaksha.
咁喺Dhruva 佢嘅Maharaj 佢嘅兄弟咧，佢就係有一次係出獵啦。咁有一次咧係打獵嘅時候咧，俾呢、這個
Yaksha.
Yaksha 咧係被殺嘅。
Yaksha is a type of they're powerful beings. They have mystic powers.
咁 Yaksha 咧係一啲嘅好有力量嘅生物體啦。咁佢哋係有力量嘅生物體啦。
Sometimes people say that Tibetans are from that part of the world are Yakshas. Sometimes the Tibetans or people from Tibet, that part of the world are Yakshas.
咁有啲人咧係嚟自西藏嗰啲人咧，佢哋都係被稱為係 Yaksha。
Anyway, when Dhruva Maharaj's brother was killed, then Dhruva Maharaj was very angry and he wanted to get revenge and he made war on the Yakshas.
咁就當 Dhruva Maharaj 知道佢嘅兄弟被殺嘅時候咧，佢變得非常之憤怒咧，就開始咧向 Yaksha 咧係宣戰嘅。
And a great battle took place, and hundreds and thousands and millions of yakshas were being killed by Dhruva Maharaj.
咁就當時嘅戰事發生之後咧，就好多成千上百萬嘅 yaksha 咧係被 Dhruva Maharaj 所殺嘅。
And it's a great battle described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and eventually Lord Brahma had to come and tell Dhruva Maharaj to stop this fighting.
咁呢個嘅喺《聖典寶光亞談》裏邊咧，係被描述嘅呢場嘅戰事嘅。咁主 Brahma 咧就係嚟到咧，係去勸喻 Dhruva Maharaj 咧，係要停止戰爭啊。
Lord Brahma had to instruct Dhruva Maharaj that it was very improper to behave in such a violent way and to kill so many people who were not responsible for the death of his brother.
咁主 Brahma 咧就嚟到。Dhruva Maharaj 面前咧，就斥責佢咧，就係話好多成千上百萬嘅 Yaksha 咧，佢哋唔應該咧係負責被要負責任啦，係有關於你嘅兄弟被殺嘅。
His brother had been killed by one person, but he was killing millions.
佢嘅兄弟咧被一個嘅 Yaksha 咧所殺，咁但係佢咧就係殺咗成千上萬嘅 Yaksha。
So Dhruva Maharaj took the instruction of Brahma and stopped the fighting.
咁因此咧 ，Dhruva Maharaj 系接受咗主 Brahma 嘅訓示同埋喺忠告咧，佢就係停止戰爭啦。
Another time, Lord Brahma had to get involved was with Priyavrata Maharaj. Priyavrata.
咁有一次咧，係主 Brahma 咧，亦都係要處理有關於 Priyavrata 嘅
Vrata
嘅事情啦。
Priyavrata.Priya Vrata.
Priya Vrata.
Vrata. So, Priya Vrata was living with Brahma, had become a student of Narada Muni, and he was living in the mountains with Narada Muni.
Priya Vrata, he was living with
Narada
Muni 咧係一齊係居住嘅。
And his father Swayambhuva Manu wanted to retire.
佢嘅父親咧係想去退休啦，想退休。
And so when it came time to retire, he asked Priyavrata to come back and be the ruler of the world.
當佢父親係想退休嘅時候咧，就想佢嘅兒子翻嚟咧，係去控制去管治佢呢個嘅國王
But Narada Muni was telling him, "Don't go. They'll get you married. You'll get entangled."
咁就 Narada Muni 咧就勸告佢嘅兒子咧就話唔好去啊，你會咧係結婚啦，跟住咧係會被捆綁噶啦。
Because Narada Muni is a brahmachari, so he was hoping Priyavrata would also follow him.
咁因為咧 ，Narada Muni 咧，佢係一個精守身啦，咁佢亦都係希望Priyavrata 咧係想跟隨佢嘅方式咁做。
But Swayambhuva Manu Swayambhuva he was saying No, you have to come back. I'm getting old. I have to retire. I have to go to the forest and do austerity and get ready for the next life.
咁咧 ，Swayambhuva 啦，咁咧就系要佢儿子咧就，你一定要翻嚟啦，你要系帮我咧系处理呢个国家大事啊。
So there was a conflict. Narada Muni saying, "Don't go, stay." And Swayambhuva saying, "Come on, come. You gotta come."
咁 Narada Muni 咧就系要佢嘅儿子咧就系要留低啦，唔好去呢个国王嗰度咧系做管理嘅事情啦。咁但系呢个国王嘅父亲呢位国王咧又要佢儿子咧系去咧系帮佢系处理国家事情啦。
So,Lord Brahma had to come and resolve the issue.
咁因此咧，主 Brahma 咧一定要嚟到呢个境地咧，系去处理呢个事情啦。
He had to fly in on his celestial swan and give the solution, give the final resolution.
咁咧，佢咧坐喺呢个美丽嘅天鹅嗰度咧，系嚟到去呢个现场去解决呢个事情啦。
He told him, "No, you have to go. You should go."
咁就佢就同佢讲啦，你一定要去噶。
But he said, "Don't worry, you will not get entangled."
咁但系你唔需要担心啦，因为你唔会被呢个婚姻所捆绑住噶。
That you will always be, you'll be able to stay absorbed in devotional service.
咁同埋你能够咧系能够系专注于咧喺奉献服务当中噶。
So did Brahma also come after the daksha at the time of the daksha sacrifice after the?Killing and Daksha, the beheading of Daksha.
咁就係主 Brahma 咧，亦都係嚟試過去到一個嘅現場咧，就係Daksha 咧係進行一啲嘅祭祀儀式嘅時候。
Anyway, we're giving these different examples so we can understand very clearly how Brahma has a very important role to play in the universe.
咁因此咧，系所有呢啲例子咧，就证明到主 Brahma 咧，佢喺呢个宇宙里边咧，系担当一个好重要嘅角色噶。
He not only creates.
佢不单止系做一个创造嘅事情啦。
But he also helps a lot to maintain.
佢亦都係有好多事情係要去維繫噶。
Of course, if you build something yourself, then naturally you're also going to be interested in it and want to look after it.
咁就係好自然噶。當你係去創造一個事情嘅時候咧，你又會好有興趣咧，係去照顧呢個你所做嘅嘢噶。
So Brahma, being the engineer of the universe, he also tries to look after the creation.
咁主 Brahma 咧，佢系呢个宇宙嘅工程师咧，佢亦都系非常之有兴趣于咧，系去维系呢个嘅宇宙噶。
And when he sees that there's some social problem, he tries his best to resolve the issue.
当社会上面有一啲嘅问题出现嘅时候咧，佢就会出现咧，系去处理呢啲问题噶啦。
And when he cannot resolve it, then he has to go to some higher authority.
咁但系当佢系自己唔能够处理到呢啲事情嘅时候咧，佢就会去到一个更高嘅权威嗰度咧，系请求指示嘅。
So this is practical. This is we do in our own lives.
咁系非常之实际噶。咁我哋喺现实嘅生活当中咧，亦都系咁做噶。
So any comments or questions?
有冇论点或者系问题咧
？Maybe you can think of some more examples where Lord Brahma is involved.
大家可以作出一啲例講出一啲例子咧，有關於主 Brahma 嘅事情啦。
When the universe was when this planet was thrown into the Brahmavarsha ocean and they was approached Lord Brahma to know what to do.To rescue the planet, the lower region, start contemplating about the solution, and that something come out and it helps.
就係有一件事，當呢個地球咧係沉喺一個海洋裏邊嘅時候咧，主 Brahma 咧就嚟到去解決啦，係呢個問題啦。
Yeah, so Again, you see how the Lord uses Brahma.
咁你就可以睇到主咧係點樣去使用啦，主 Brahma 啦。
Prabhupada in the purport mentioned about Hiranyakashipu. I didn't mention about that, but he mentioned how Hiranyakashipu was performing austerities, and then Lord Brahma had to come and give him some benediction.
咁喺呢個詩節裏邊啊 ，Srila Prabhupada 係寫出個例子咧，就係當 Hiranyakashipu 啊，佢係履行一啲好嚴厲嘅懺悔同埋苦難時候咧，呢個地球咧就係震動啦。咁就係亦都描述咗啊，主 Brahma 當時咧係去出現呢個現場咧，同埋處理呢個事情噶。
Hiranyakashipu was performing great austerity, standing on one leg.
咁 Hiranyakashipu 佢當時咧做一啲好嚴厲嘅苦行咧，係單腳企咧。
On his toes, Krishna Baladev.
係用腳趾咧係企喺度啊。
And his body, all the flesh on his body had been eaten by ants.
佢身體上面所有嘅肌肉咧係被啲螞蟻所食啊。
But still, he was maintaining the life air within the bones.
咁同埋，但係佢仍然咧係可以咧喺佢佢嘅身體係用，即已經係變得係骨瘦如柴啦。咁佢咧係仍然咧係生存啊。
So the austerities of Hiranyakashipu were creating disturbance throughout the universe.
咁啊 ，Hiranyakashipu 佢所作出嘅苦行咧，喺呢個宇宙裏邊咧係創造係做咗一啲嘅騷擾。
And Brahma had to come and ask him to stop his austerities.
Brahma 咧係一定要嚟咧，同埋係要佢停止呢啲嘅苦行啦。
But at that time, Brahma gave him benedictions.
咁但係喺當時咧，主 Brahma 咧係俾佢一啲祝福噶。
Of course, Hiranyakashipu originally wanted the benediction that he could not be killed, but Brahma could not give him that.
咁當然係主Hiranyakashipu 咧，佢係想要求有一個祝福咧，就係話唔會被殺嘅。咁但係主 Brahma 咧，亦都唔能夠俾到呢個祝福佢。
But he got many benedictions, like he could not be killed in the day or in the night.
咁但係佢亦都係得到好多祝福咧，例如佢係唔會喺夜晚或者係日頭時被殺啦。
Or by a man or an animal or a demigod.
或者係被人啊、動物啊，或者係半神人所殺啦。
Many different benedictions.
有好多唔同嘅祝福啦。
So finally, when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Nrisingadev,
咁最後咧係當Hiranyakashipu 咧係被主 Nrisingadev 所殺嘅時候咧
，Then at that time, Lord Nrisingadev was very angry with Brahma.
咁當時咧係主 Nrisingadev 咧係對主 Brahma 係非常之憤怒嘅。
And he told Lord Brahma, "Don't you ever give me benedictions again."
咁就叫主 Brahma 咧，你以後唔好再俾呢啲咁嘅祝福俾人啦。
So sometimes the Lord gets angry with Lord Brahma.
咁有陣時咧，主咧係對於主 Brahma 所做嘅嘢咧係唔開心噶。
Dhruva Maharaj was also performing austerities which disturbed the universe, but that did not bring Lord Brahma, that brought Lord Vishnu.
咁就係當Dhruva Maharaj 咧，佢做苦行嘅時候咧，亦都係帶嚟呢個宇宙咧係一啲嘅騷擾嘅。咁但係當時咧，主 Brahma 咧就冇嚟到，咁就係主 Vishnu 咧係嚟到佢面前嘅。
Because Dhruva was chanting the holy name of the Lord.
因為Dhruva Maharaj 佢當時係唱頌緊主嘅聖名啊。
Then Dwarka。
咁有一個嘅故事咧，就係話主 Krishna 咧，佢呼喚所有嘅 Brahma 嚟咧，就係喺佢嘅面前咧。
So in every universe is a Brahma. In every universe there is a Lord Brahma.
喺每一個宇宙裏邊咧，都有一個Brahma 嘅。
So Brahma is a position.
咁因此 Brahma 咧係一個嘅地位嚟嘅。
And we can also take the position of Lord Brahma.
咁我哋亦都可以咧係有呢個主 Brahma 呢個地位嘅。
But that is not the goal.
咁但係呢個唔係我哋嘅目標嚟㗎。 why austerity has so much is so powerful that that will fulfill our desire.
問題咧就係點解苦行咁有力量嘅咧？苦行可以滿足我哋嘅慾望嘅咧？
Well, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there are three activities which should never be given up: sacrifice, austerity, and charity.
喺《博伽梵歌》裏邊咧 ，Krishna 話咧有三個嘅活動咧，我哋永遠咧都唔好放棄嘅，就係苦行啦、布施啦、苦行布施、
sacrifice, austerity, and charity，
同埋係祭祀犧牲。
So these things are.According to these things are performed in the different modes of nature. There is austerity and goodness, passion and ignorance.
咁苦行嚟讲咧，都有分三类嘅，即系话喺善灵形态啦、激情形态啦，同埋愚昧形态咧嘅分别咧，系有唔同嘅苦行嘅。
So austerity is very powerful because it requires one has to control, practice very great control of the senses.
咁啊，苦行係好有力量啊，因為一個人咧係需要去控制佢哋自己嘅感官噶。
In order to practice austerity, it takes a great mental strength.
咁為咗要履行苦行咧，佢哋咧係要用好大嘅力量噶。
And that brings results.
咁呢個力量咧就能夠帶嚟結果噶。
The more one controls the mind.The more powerful you can become.
咁一個人越能夠係控制佢心意咧，佢就能夠越係變得係有力量噶。
The question is, what do you want to achieve? What is your goal?
咁但係問題，你係想去達成啲咩咧？係你嘅目標係咩咧
？So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that there is austerity of the body, austerity of the mind, and austerity of words.
咁因此係Krishna 喺《博伽梵歌》裏邊咧，就係有講述以下咧，就係話有關於你嘅感官嘅苦行啦，你所嘅説話嘅苦行啦，同埋係 your mind, your body,
words，
同埋有關於對你嘅身體嘅苦行。
So, what is austerity of the body？
咁身體。苦行是有關於什麼呢
We will ask Bhaktin Ling, what is austerity of the body?
那有關於身體的苦行是什麼呢
According to your understanding, what is austerity for your body?
忍肚餓，捱眼瞓。
Don't tell me from Bhagavad Gita, just tell me what you think austerity of the body is.
Not enough.Rest.
Yeah, okay. No sleep. Yeah, giving up sleep. That would be an austerity.
For Bhavatarini,
that would definitely be an austerity. Huh? Oh no, I thought sleeping for you. But both eating and sleeping. And sometimes people will even, they will like In Malaysia, every year they have this festival when they worship the son of Shiva, one of Shiva's sons. In Malaysia, yeah.
In Malaysia, in Malaysia, they have some kind of sacrifice.
They worship Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva.
In Malaysia, there is a tradition of worship of the son of Lord Shiva.佢个名咧就叫 Kartikeya 嘅
，and people will put things, put big pieces, metal rods right through their mouth, very long。
佢哋咧，嗰啲人咧就将一啲好长嘅金属咧系插喺个口里边嘅。
And they will stick many hooks all over their body。
咁咧，同埋咧喺身上边咧挂咗好多铁钩啊。
And then somebody they have ropes on the hooks, you know, and they walk and people pull the hooks。
有陣時咧，喺佢哋嘅身上面嗰啲鈎咧，就係綁住一啲繩索咧，嗰啲人咧就拉嗰啲繩索嘅。
Yeah, very interesting festival. If you've never seen it, you definitely have. Huh? No, nobody dies. Nobody even gets. Hundreds and thousands of people come every year for this festival. It's a holiday in Malaysia at that time.
咁嗰個係一個好大嘅節日嘅，成千上萬嘅人咧就會去到呢、這個地方度咧，係慶祝呢個節日嘅。
It takes place at one. And there's a big mountain near KL. There's a big mountain called Batu Caves. And inside you can go up the mountain, and it goes right inside the mountain. And there's a temple there inside the mountain.
咁佢哋嘅地方咧就係、一個好高嘅山嘅樹嘅，咁就山行上個山裏邊咧，再去到一個地方咧，就係、一間廟嘅。
And some people they will carry these big things. They call them kaveris, and it's all made with peacock feathers, decorations, and they put them on. They're very big and high, and they put them on their shoulders, and they dance and they go round, and people beat the drums, you know, and it's real tamagon. The mode of very strong influence.
咁佢當地嗰啲嘅信眾咧，佢哋會托住一個好華麗嘅車啦。咁跟住咧，個車咧就係用好多嘅孔雀羽毛係裝飾住啦。咁同埋咧，佢哋擔起呢架車咧係巡遊啦，同埋佢哋好高興地去打鼓嘅。咁佢哋所有呢啲咧，全部都係一個貪污官嘅形態啊。
即係咧，佢哋呢啲活動咧，都係屬於好愚昧嘅形態嚟嘅。
So this is like the model. This is a type of austerity they do for Kartikeya, for Murga. They call Murga.
咁啊，對於呢個節日嚟講咧，佢哋係真係一個好大嘅苦行啦。
Another austerity would be to lay on a bed of nails.
咁啊，另一個嘅苦行咧，就係瞓喺啲嘅釘牀上邊。
You know, that would be our austerity is taking the cold bath.In the winter time,
就係話有陣時係做一啲苦行咧，喺冬天嗰度咧係沖凍水涼啦。
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes austerity in a different way.
咁但係喺《博伽梵歌》裏邊咧 ，Krishna 咧描述苦行咧係以係唔同嘅方式係咁樣描述出嚟嘅。
Krishna says austerity is to worship superiors like the Brahmanas or our parents, the guru.
Krishna 咧喺《博伽梵歌》话咧，如果我哋做苦行咧，就应该咧去崇拜我哋嘅掌上。我哋掌上咧系包括婆罗门啦，我哋嘅父母啦，同埋咧我哋嘅灵性导师嘅。
And of course, this is type of austerity because you have to give up your false pride. We have to give up our pride.
咁呢個係一個苦行嚟噶，藉著咁樣做咧，我哋要放棄我哋嘅驕傲啦。
Without that, without recognizing somebody as being a superior, we can always keep a little pride of our own position.
如果咧我哋冇留意到咧，喺我哋之上咧係有啲更高階層嘅人士咧，咁我哋咧時常咧都會係變得仲係有驕傲噶。
So that's austerity of the body.
咁呢個咧就係身體上面嘅苦行啦。
Austerity of the mind, Krishna says, is in being satisfied.
Krishna 話咧，心意嘅苦行咧，就係話要自我滿足啊。
You'll find people and most people wherever you go, you'll always find people are not satisfied.
喺好多時候，你會睇到啲人咧，佢哋係唔滿足於現狀嘅。
They don't like.You know, they have so many complaints.
佢哋有好多嘅投訴啦。
That it's an austerity just to keep the mind peaceful.
咁如果係令到我哋嘅心意係平和嘅話咧，咁呢個亦都係一個苦行嚟嘅。
And that means just in being satisfied and seeing that whatever is provided by the grace of Krishna, we can be happy with.
咁就話要我哋時常咧係保持住咧係滿足嘅狀況咧，就係話滿足於 Krishna 咧係供給我哋咁多嘅美好嘅事情。
There's an the austerity of words is in speaking words which are truthful and pleasing。
咁就係有關於話語嘅苦行咧，就話我哋要講出啲説話咧係令係真誠嘅，同埋係令人喜悦嘅。
Some people make a point of justspeaking whatever they can to upset others.
咁有啲有好多人咧，佢哋所講嘅嘢咧，都係嘗試去令人唔開心嘅。
So this is an austerity, just trying to be nice and speak in a pleasing way to people.
咁就係話呢個係一個苦行嘅，就係話你時常咧保持住咧係對別人咧係友善啦，同埋講一啲令人喜悅嘅説話。
And at the same time being truthful.
咁同埋，但系同一时间咧，你系要真诚噶。
Prabhupada would often, several times anyway, quoted the Satyam Bruyat Priyam Bruyat, that speak the truth, but make it in a such a way that it is pleasing or.
舒拉巴布帕时时讲咧，就系话你要向别人咧，时常咧系讲啲真诚嘅说话，但系以一个咧系非常之令人喜悦嘅方式去讲俾别人听噶。
So that is an austerity.
咁呢个咧就系苦行嚟噶。
It's not easy to do that.
系因为唔容易做噶。
This is austerity. Doing these things, these times of austerity, makes people very powerful.
咁呢三种嘅苦行咧，就令到人咧系变得非常之有力量噶。
But you know, there's a, you know what is what the, we have austerity like Hiranyakashipu, and you have austerity of the devotee.
我哋睇到咧系有关于 Hiranyakashipu 嘅苦行啦，同埋有关于奉献者嘅苦行嘅。
There's a big difference, but it certainly is very powerful. Makes people very powerful. If we will do austerity, it's very purifying.
咁就係兩者都係非常之有力量嘅。咁但係同埋咧，我哋做苦行嘅時候咧，亦都係能夠淨化我哋嘅。
Rishabhdev, in the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he tells his sons that they all must do austerity.
咁喺聖典薄伽亞談裏邊有故事咧，就係話叫佢個兒子們佢哋嘅兒子們咧係要做苦行嘅。
He said, "Don't try to enjoy sense gratification like the pigs, because that is sense gratification is available even for pigs. That is not what human life is meant for."
咁佢嘅父親就話咧，喺豬嗰度咧，佢哋都係識得係去做感官享樂噶。咁但係人咧就唔應該咁做啦。
But if we do austerity and purify ourselves, then we will experience real pleasure.
咁但系如果我哋系做苦行咧，系嚟净化我哋嘅话咧，咁我哋咧就系能够得到真正嘅喜悦噶。
So minimum austerity is the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds.
最低限度嘅苦行咧，就系要遵守四个规范原则啦，同埋唱诵十六个圈数。
And if you want to do a greater austerity, the greatest austerity, then go out and preach.
咁如果你係做多啲嘅苦行咧，同埋係最偉大嘅苦行咧，就係要去出去傳教啦。
Go out and distribute some books.
出去咧係派一啲書啦。
Change all the Jagai and Madais.
將所有 Jagai and Madai 嘅人咧係改變佢哋啦。
That is the greatest austerity.
咁呢個咧就係最偉大嘅苦行嚟噶。有冇其他問題啊
？Okay, Srila Prabhupada, please.